Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
People say I ain't no good, and I'm crazy as a loon. Cause I shave my head in the morning, pick guitar in the afternoon. Just like old Chief and Charlie, I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but you better believe I got it made. Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. Just leave this bald-headed country boy alone.
What's up, folks? Thank y'all for tuning to the Josh Terry Podcast. I'm going to sound like shit today. We did our big show last night at Live Oak. Thank you to everyone there, especially the people working, because we went about 2 hours over already on a six-hour show. My fucking bad. But it was a very special night. We had some great guests come out at the very end of it, and you just can't say no to John Daly and especially Grayson Russell. For those who don't know, Grayson Russell was in Talladega Nights, the legend of Ricky Bobby, and he's way more than that. I loved him very, very much. Yeah, when they wanted to get on stage with him and Miles Gee, you can't tell them no. Shout out Lil Skinny too for hooking some of that shit up. But we're going to do a group show today. We're going to talk shit for a little bit. We got a new guest on the show. I'm going to introduce Miss Autumn first.
Hello.
Thank you, Dancing Queen, for coming and hanging out.
Gosh, thank you for inviting me.
Pull your mic a little bit closer to you. You can swivel it closer to you.
What up?
Don't be scared of it. It ain't going to bite.
Hello.
There you go. There you go.
Hi.
Don't be scared. You seem like somebody runs their mouth enough on social media.
You can talk. Oh, I can. Yeah. That's why I'm where I am with my social media, I do believe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Other than being hot.
No, absolutely. That was the first thing I noticed.
Oh, thank you.
I'll be real with you. I didn't know what your face looked like for the longest time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You and Alyssa have the same problem.
Hell yeah, girl. Let's go.
Yeah.
I think I know what we're talking about.
Yes, though.
All right. Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, Alyssa Hale and Miss Lee are back with us.
Hey, y'all.
I couldn't get rid of them if I wanted to. And I don't. Love y'all. Thank y'all for being with us all week, too. Yeah, I've been following you for a long time. And then when you followed me back the other day, I was like, I don't know what all she does, but I've seen her dance and I've seen some of her funny videos. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm good. I thought you lived here anyway. I know you do now.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I was like, yeah, I'm asking to come to the show while I was here.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you did, because I've never done a podcast before. And so when I saw you and I followed you back and I saw your shit, because I know you had Ginger Billy on here at one time.
That's my dude, Adam.
Love him. I listened to that whole podcast that night and I was like, yeah, I'm going to have a good time.
Yeah, he's one of those. He gave me so much advice, like after it too. To where, like, stuff I never thought about.
Yeah.
And I mean, he's been doing this just as long as anybody. Mm-hmm. And he's just such a genuinely nice dude. He's one of the reasons that I treat the young artists and kids that I work with the way that I do, if I like you. Because he's one of those that was just, he didn't owe me shit.
Right.
And he was like, dude, there's some stuff that I want to help you with.
Yeah.
And he went out of his way to do it. And it's like, man, you got to pay.
Such a good guy.
You got to pay it forward.
Yeah.
How's the Fruity Pebbles over there? You done with them?
I'm done with them now. We've got Modelo's and Premier's.
Why are you double fisting?
You know,
because it's Thursday.
I got to catch up with y'all.
It's Thirsty Thursday, right? It's Thursday.
It's Nickelback Thursday is what the fuck it is.
That's right.
Nickelback Thursday for a dime.
How excited are y'all about that?
I'm pretty excited.
We've got throwbacks all night, y'all.
Yes.
This is gonna be. Did y'all see the lineup for it?
Yeah. Yeah.
You haven't seen it?
No.
Hold on. I'll read it to you real fast.
Do I have to get tickets?
No.
Okay.
No, we're good. Hopefully, we don't have to stand with everybody, too. I hope. I'm probably going to have to now because I'm being a bitch and never talking about it.
Like, you just turn Alyssa
works. You put these two together.
There you go. We're good. We'll make our way in.
I promise you. You put these two together. We're fine. We can do whatever. We're just going to back y'all's asses up into the door. Everywhere we go.
There you go.
And we're getting
we'll go ass first.
Everywhere. Yeah. What's funny is I've been picking hard about this blue dress video all week. Yeah, but you're just as fucking bad. As you can't tell, big fan of asses. Where the fuck is this thing at?
Right, it was so funny. I had posted, I don't know if you saw it, but it was like this meaningful ass video of me going out and shooting the crossbow with my daddy. Okay, yeah. I love going out and shooting with my dad. And I did this like super sweet sentimental video where it said something like, you know, it's always been so amazing to me when I get to go out and shoot with my dad. I just can't wait for the day he gets to take like his granddaughter out and shoot, right? Aww. And I'm like, oh, it's doing really well. I wonder why. I go to the comment section. They're like, dead ass, though. I'm like, that's not even the point of this video, but thank you. Thank you. And I was wearing these same jeans. I guess they're my lucky jeans, but it's fine.
I think those jeans are lucky for all of us.
Yeah, that's right.
No, yeah, those perverts. They should be. Those pieces of shit shouldn't talk to you that way.
No.
I would never talk to you that way.
Oh, no, of course not.
They're such bad people. Yeah. I'm the worst of everybody. I just hope I don't come off as creepy as I think I do when I do it.
Not yet. I'll let you know.
The other day, I was showing Emily over here the video of Alyssa. Because we were talking about some girl at the bar or whatever. I can't remember how it came up. But then I didn't exit out of the video. I just left the video on my phone. And then I went and sat next to her mom. And I went to open up my phone. And luckily her mom didn't see it.
Yeah.
So I was quick with that shit. But all I can think about is if I just opened up this video and it's her ass on my phone. Her mom's gonna be like, I don't know if I love him that much anymore. I don't know if he's inviting us with him for the right reasons anymore. I don't know if this is okay.
That's too good.
But there's sometimes I feel like I have to, because like I really do. I be saying some slick shit to all y'all just being funny. But there's sometimes y'all be making me want to block y'all on social media for a couple days. I do. Because I refuse to like really hit on anybody or like that I work with.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I don't like mucking the waters. Like,
right.
I guess that's how you screw up everything. I don't think I could ever date a female artist because this is the industry I want to be in. Like, this is that's where I want to be, around the people I want to be. Mm-hmm. And I just think if you shit that bed one time, you're going to get a bad reputation.
Yep.
I think that's why nobody gets anything bad said about it. Now, you're going to get somebody to be like, Josh gave me his opinion. And I didn't like it.
Yep.
A lot.
Oh, yeah.
But fuck them.
No, fuck them.
I don't care. No. But anyway, here's the lineup for this is how I was playing tonight. Anna Graves, Austin Snell, who's an animal.
Yes.
Brandon, I don't know him. Brian Fraser played my show last night. He's great. Cassidy Daniels. Have y'all seen Cassidy yet?
I haven't gotten to see him.
I love Cassidy Daniels. If y'all have not seen her, she's playing July Moon. She's played my show a lot. She is a fucking spitfire. She's a little Reba. She's redheaded. She's a fucking beast. She's amazing. Grayson Russell, I was talking about a while ago. He's playing it. There's Jason Cross, Joe Haydale. He's one of my favorite. Jordan Rager, he's great. Lakeview. Lakeview is fucking amazing. Oh, yeah. Little skinny punk ass.
Mm-hmm.
Randall Flower, Trey Lewis. There's a couple more on there. Those are just ones I know. It's gonna be sick. And then because this will already have came out, this won't come out till next week, so I can say it, and Nickelback's gonna be there. So for all y'all who paid all that money for all these expensive ass Nickelback tickets, nana nana boo boo, go fuck yourself. I'm gonna get some for free.
Can you please say that after we go on the list?
No, we're gonna be there anyway. But it doesn't matter. Oh, let me say this the right way. I'm going to be there anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm fucking with y'all. Yeah, everybody's going to be there. I couldn't do that. There's only been like one time I would have ever told my friends to go fuck themselves. There was a chance I was going to get to hang out with Vince Gill, and I would have had to ditch everybody. Like, there's only a certain few people that I would have had to be like, look, I love you. But it's a deal. Yeah. I can't do that.
I'll Venmo you some Uber money.
You got
it. But also, I'm the same way. Somebody had to leave us not long ago to go hang out with somebody, and they thought I was going to be super pissed. And it's like, no.
Wouldn't bother you.
You got to take those opportunities. Anybody that would get mad at you about that.
They're not really your
friends. No.
Don't matter.
I know I rub people the wrong way. And there's going to be some times that y'all get invited to shit that I'm not going to. That was a long time. I was banned from Losers for like a good 6 months.
It was just until recently.
Yeah, I just now got to go back in there. Like this time last year, it came up on my thing yesterday. Last year, I was at a private party for the CMOs. And I accidentally, on their part, on Losers' part, charged me Post Malone's tab. Well, I made a video about it, and it went viral. And it was funny because I had on speakerphone the GM who was cool as shit about it.
Yeah.
He says that it's Post Malone's tab on there. Who in this industry isn't going to take the chance to have that connection, especially when it was just a mistake? It was funny.
Yeah.
They gave me my money back, so it wasn't like I was out of it. It was close to $1,000 bar tab. It was just something. It was funny.
Yeah.
No harm, no foul. Yeah. Because I posted that video, they banned me for 6 months.
Damn.
And they said it was a lifetime ban. But all of a sudden, I got to start going back in there.
New construction.
There you go.
Well, when the duck blind opened, I started going to the duck blind.
Yep.
And then I started walking my fat ass through that. Hey, and just nobody has stopped me yet.
Yep.
But they keep running that Raising Grace debit card.
Oh, yeah.
Raising Grace Studios been paying for shit there for a hot minute. And they ain't telling me to stop.
There you go.
Yeah. And when we was in there. Yeah. We was in there. I can't remember what night it was. And we thought that we was going to get. It was. Who all was there the other night we thought we was going to. Post was there the other night. Riley was there the other night. Stapleton was there the other night. Yeah, and we thought we was going to get to meet them the night that y'all left.
Yeah.
They were all there in the back.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I was like, oh.
Yeah. See, if you was there in that caboose, we'd have fucking met them. It's your ass's fault that we didn't get there. We had little Skinny with us. You think that's going to pull off that trio?
Back him up to the door.
If we'd had you two?
Oh, shit.
We just stand up next to the bathroom, the men's bathroom. So we bumped up to the bathroom.
This is what I did. The whole time, I'd just got you two to face the back, that roll-up door, and I'd just like look that way and just had my hands like on your shoulders and just wait for the one to come out, and I'd be like,
All right.
We can go back there. I'll bring them.
Yeah.
And they would have been like, fuck yeah.
There you go.
Security. Yeah, that's what they would have said. What, mom? That's slick.
They would have been. They would
just have been walked back for this.
Yeah.
Oh, mama hell's just as hot.
They would have been slipping us hot notes, being like, it's okay. Blink twice.
Oh, absolutely.
Blink twice.
I know this for a fact. I might be creepy, but I am not the creepiest person in Losers.
Oh, gosh, no.
Oh, my God. There was a dude there last night, this little guy that kept coming up to me and telling me how nice my outfit was. It was fucking weird.
He did in the crowd.
It was weird.
She said she looked sharp.
Yeah, but it was weird that he kept doing it. If you come up to me one time and you're a dude and you're like, hey, I like that. It's cool, boss. Pie. Fist bump, gone.
Yeah.
Sit. That's okay. But when you keep coming,
and
it's not even that, like this dude would stop, give me the up and down, and he'd be like, man, that was good.
He wanted some dairy.
I don't know. Let's keep giving her Corona. She's way better at this one. She's got a buzz. What, Fruity Pebbles got that ass right.
Yeah, while we're in the Fruity Pebbles.
Let's go. They got weird. And then what made it worse, Riley. By the way, I know I didn't say this on the show yesterday. We were recording last night, so I know I didn't say it then. Riley Anderson, when you hear this, I love you. You did an amazing job this week at Whiskey Jam and all your shows. Couldn't be prouder of you. Congratulations, brother. But also, go fuck yourself. Because last night, every 30 seconds when I would walk out on the porch or whenever I would do it, he would sneak up behind me and he would take a company that sponsors the show called Beeswax. Thank you, you guys, by the way. They make THC products. And I give all my friends some of the products. They send me way too much shit. Well, their pens are fucking great. And I gave one to Riley the other day. Well, he would sneak up behind me and he'd not ask me if I wanted some. He'd stick it in my mouth and it would just pull the trigger every time. Like, and I'm not good at it now. Like, the most, I'm like a 20 milligram a day guy. I go anything above that, put me on a couch. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't need to be doing no activities. Yeah. And whatever, however many hits I took on that porch last night, I was stupid. I shouldn't have been talking.
You were speaking diverse.
You know what it sounded like? Mm-hmm. Shrimp fry rye. That's all it sounded like. I want you to know you have ruined Chinese food for me. I can't go to a Chinese restaurant now and order a meal that I like without hearing you in my head. And I already, and she knows this, I have this very bad habit. I don't know if anybody else in the world does this. My daughter gets so fucking mad at me about this. If I go to like a Chinese, and by the way, y'all can't cancel me because I have my own studio. This is not being racist. This is me being just stupid. I go to restaurants that if you have an accent when you're taking my order, for some reason, my brain thinks I ought to give you your accent back.
Yeah, I know. That's a real thing.
Yeah, so like, I don't know why it does that, but I feel like if you're my brain just automatically, they'd be like, you want a margarita? I want a margarita. Yeah, I don't know why it does that. I don't know why. I do not know why I do that.
Oh,
yeah. It's so bad. My favorite thing we had this place in Eastman. It's called Meats, and it's this Chinese place. And it's fire. And that little old bitch hates me. I know she spits in my sesame chicken. I know she does. She said, you want that sesame chicken? I said, yes, Miss Me, I want that sesame chicken with the double fried rice.
Accent change.
Yeah. I'll tell you, every time I say it, she's like, this is the face she gives me. She goes, huh? She's like, that's not funny.
She's like, I do not like him.
Puh.
What's the bird's
name? Puh.
It's new.
She definitely does. She does. All right, she changed her accent more than I do.
I'm just glad I don't do that at the nail salon. Shit, bro. The way they talk.
There's no way I could do that.
No, I can barely understand what they're saying. So half the time I'm just like, yeah, sounds great. And then I end up like with a different shape nail, different length, different color every single time I leave. And I'm just like,
never leave the nail. Whenever I get my nails done, I never leave happy. I'm like, look at these eggs.
Yeah, it's like 70% of the time that you leave and go, damn.
Oh, man. It's bad.
Yeah, they'll be like, how's your day today? I'll be like, yeah, that's fine. Sure. Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. Y'all ever take your boyfriends to get like a feet done? Would y'all? No, or have?
I think I have before. Yeah.
I had somebody used to take me, and every time I felt like I was like partaking in slavery.
Really?
I didn't like it. I didn't.
That's not fair.
I swear, I felt like it was this little Korean lady that shouldn't be touching my feet is touching. You know she don't want to touch my feet.
There is a fetish in that.
No, not don't. I don't want you to touch my feet. I don't want my feet touched. No. Well, excuse me. What else is that a nail salon? I'm just saying. Maybe that is racist. Maybe there are other people at nail salons. But I'm just saying. There's a good chance if you go to a nail salon, it's a little Korean lady. Yeah, just being real with you. But the whole time, I was just like, she doesn't want to do this.
Gosh, they have really strong hands.
They do.
They do. And sometimes they slap. And they're like, woo,
yeah.
And I'm just like, I don't know if I like it, if I'm turned on, or if it actually legitimately hurts. I can't tell.
Why do they slap you?
They'll put, maybe this is just in Michigan. I don't know. But they'll put like the hot towel on you at the end of it.
Yeah.
And then they'll just start like.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Supposed to, like, get
it's supposed to get the blood flowing or something, but sometimes, honestly, I think they enjoy it. I legitimately do.
The towels are too hot.
And they're like, oh, is that burn?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Have y'all ever went to a massage parlor?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The weird ones and not weird ones. Definitely.
You know what I'm talking about, don't you? Should I tell it? Okay. Have y'all, what? Have y'all ever met, have y'all two ever met Lee Tucker? You've met my brother, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all met Tucker, right? Okay. My big brother's songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so we went to a concert right before COVID shut everything down about 4 years ago in Atlanta. And me and Tuck got to the hotel before her and another one of our buddies got here. We had nothing to do. So right across the street from the hotel, there's this little Asian massage parlor. So Tuck's like, let's go get a massage. I was like, fuck, I ain't got nothing to do. Let's go get one.
Yeah.
We go over there. It's sketchy. I'm talking about it's good and sketch. Uh-huh. Walking in there. Uh-huh. I was a little creeped out. But Tucker was right at home. So he asked what we want. And we're, there's this board and everything on the wall. Where I get like this hot bath massage or whatever. It was cool. Tucker gets something else. Well, then they put you in these rooms afterwards or whatever, finish you off or whatever. And
to finish you off. Okay. Wow.
That came out wrong. To do the rest of the massage. But at this particular parlor, the walls are thin.
Oh, God.
Like, they're super thin.
Oh, no.
So I'm laying there, and I'm face down, and this little Asian lady is fucking doing every wrestling move she can think of on my back. This little bitch is doing a number, right? Uh-huh. And all I can hear through the walls is Lee Tucker giggling with this bitch touching him. I don't like.
Like he was ticklish?
Yes. He was ticklish. Now, I'm not going to say what she did at the end because I don't know. And to this day, he won't tell me.
Did he get quiet?
He got finished off.
All of a sudden, at the end, you ever heard the noise that the Pillsbury Doughboy makes when he touches his stomach? When he goes, all I could hear through the wall at the end was, I told the lady to get her hands off of me. I got up and put my clothes on, went and got in the truck. He walked his happy ass out that door. And if you knew him, he always is fucking ill. He always has an attitude. When he walked out that door, it was like he found Jesus. I tell you, he smiled ear to ear. I ain't never seen him happier.
Wow.
I say, but that noise will haunt me the rest of my fucking life. I will never not hear that noise.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
It's bad. It's bad. It is worse.
Wow.
It's disgusting. I'll probably never get erect again now thinking about it. That's going to live with me now.
Oh, no.
I thought I just got over that. Talking all about this, now I want to call him. I wish he'd go tonight. Actually, I don't, because he'd ruin it. He would do nothing but bitch the whole time about all these young whippersnappers that were there.
Coming from a woman, you don't forget that sound that they make, and they each individually have their own
sound.
Oh,
they do. It's unique.
So now,
yeah. I would only know what one of those sounds sounded like.
No, you know too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's nice. Of all the 100 million men on the planet, I know how two of them sound when they come. Me and Lee Tucker. I don't know what that says about me.
Allegedly.
Ugh. I don't. I want to change the subject now. He's
in his head a lot over there.
Yeah, because now I'm disgusted. Anyway, tonight's gonna be fun. I don't know what the fuck to talk about now. This has ruined it for me. Y'all just did. Thank you. I appreciate it. I should have never told that story. This what's going to happen? He's going to listen to this. But he also, too. So I've been re-releasing like old episodes, like some of my favorite ones lately. Yep. And there's also this one. He's about, I guess, I shouldn't say that part, what he's about to do, should I? No. So, yeah, I shouldn't say that. I'm re-releasing some stuff before something in his life happens here mm-hmm. soon mm-hmm. because I know I won't get to bring it back up again publicly. Mm-hmm. But there's an old episode that if you're listening to this, please go listen to it. It was re-released last week. It's called Hippies, Drugs, and Slugs. And it's about when Lee Tucker, a couple years ago before he moved to Nashville, he went and lived in a hippie commune out in Oregon. It was a nudist colony. Now, if you were to see Lee Tucker, he's not built for a nudist colony. Not at all. I would still think that he didn't go full nude if I had to bet. And if he did, I'd hate to see the people he was walking around with. But he talks about catching chlamydia in Bozeman, Montana.
At the nudist colony?
Yes.
That's not good.
Yeah. Well, if you're going to catch it, that seems like the place too.
Oh, Lord.
He claimed he sat on a bench.
No, he said when he claps, I can't talk. He claims on there that she was a nice lady, and that's where he got it. But you just have to go back and listen to it. I'm not going to tell the whole story on here because I want people to go listen to it. But if I can, I don't know where the fuck I'm going with this. My gummy just kicked in. That's where I got mush mouth from. I was over here.
Something
oh yeah, yeah. I'm trying to give him shit now because pretty soon I won't be able to. Pretty soon, he'll be like, "You can't tell these stories no more, motherfucker."
So you gotta dish it out.
Yeah, you gotta behave, man. Mm-hmm. Stop it.
But if it's already in the archives,
yeah, that's why I can do it. There's a couple of them. Next.
Do we need to go on?
Yeah, go to something else. Talk about something else. Ask her something.
Like, do we need to tell all of them now?
Yeah, no.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I don't feel like him calling me and be like, "You gotta fucking take the episode now." Like, this is just an extra good episode and a way to meet her and, like, all of us become buddies and everything. I don't feel like him being like, "Hey, cut that shit right now." Because then we're going to get in a fight and we're not going to talk for 2 months. And this is not good.
I don't want you to do this, but wouldn't it be funny if you just bleeped his name and then everybody could guess who it was?
Everybody knows who it is.
Oh.
Everybody knows who it is.
You don't understand. They know that if I'm talking shit on here, it's either about him or Mark Horia or Dustin here. There's only three people I will talk that much shit about. I won't out anybody else. But if they had podcasts, they would do it to me.
Oh, yeah.
100%. I was talking shit about Mark Horia before his round last night at my show. I was trying to get people to leave mm-hmm. my show last night so they wouldn't watch him play, and it's my show. I was like, "Hey, if y'all are gonna go, like, you know, do something else,
yeah,
go do it now." And then
go
and then come now and come back
to see who play
Mark Horia.
I don't think I know that.
You won't ever.
Are you not a fan? Like, you don't like him?
I love him.
Why won't I?
She didn't. She didn't. She
you don't get it. He's
no.
You don't have okay. I don't know if you like this with your friends. Me and my friends, we love each other so much that the way we show love is we roast each other mm-hmm. horribly. You would think that we fucking hate each other. Like, the way that we speak to one another is bad. Like, oh, my God. It is the worst. So, yeah. So, like, for it to be funny to me, if some people are coming to a writer, yeah, you don't want to watch it.
He sucks.
Yeah, but what's even better is if they do leave and they really don't watch him, and he's got to play to an empty room. So even though it kind of hurts me because there's nobody there to watch my show, it also really hurts his feelings that he's up there playing for nobody.
That is the pettiest.
I'm a petty bitch.
Oh, yeah.
When it comes to my friends, I'm petty. I'll take an L.
I'll take a double.
Yeah, I'll take an L right now to get the W later. And that's what it would have been. Did you hear? When we record the podcast down at Live Oak, we do 6 hours of rounds. Mm-hmm. But like, even when I'm up there talking in between rounds or whatever, everything's recorded, and we release those as episodes for the podcast.
Yeah.
So all the artists, they're playing unreleased music, most of it. Mm-hmm. So it's all originals, and it's just a storyteller or whatever, right? But I get to get up there and I get to talk shit and everything. Yep. So I got everybody at some point in time last night to like clap for everybody on his round, but I was like, hey, I'm going to clip this out to the audience. Like I said it real loud. Please don't clap for Mark Horia. Like, everybody be as quiet as possible. No one made a noise when I said, hey, y'all give it up for Mark Horia. So I'm going to go back and I'm going to clip that audio to where they cheered for Eli Locke and Brian Frazier. And I'm going to say, hey, y'all give it up for Mark Horia. And they're going to be like,
I like it.
And then I'm going to post that.
Heck yeah.
And it's going to be wonderful to me.
I appreciate that kind of petty.
It's funny.
Oh, yeah. It was creative.
It's good shit. Good shit.
Well, we hate each other. we just do stupid shit. Y'all do that kind of stuff with your friends? Okay. Or are y'all nicer?
So, you know what I thought about, too, is that a lot of dudes have like these big group texts. And I don't have one group friend text, especially one that's named something. I have work ones.
We have one that we, if it ever gets out, our careers are over.
I hear that.
We are fucking. I am done. Mm-hmm. Remember the one?
I should put that in writing.
Yeah, we started one night when we did mushrooms for the first time.
See, it's a great idea.
It was horrible. I'll tell you just one of the things that's in it, and this is the only one. And I sent this. No one else sent this. It was funny. The first picture in our group text is. It Jesus, if Jesus was black and he had basketball shoes on and he was crossing over the devil. Like he's playing basketball with the devil, mm-hmm. He's going to dunk on him. I know nobody gets it because I'm not telling
you. I'm trying to picture
it. It's
I'm
funny.
Picturing it.
I have a cartoon going on.
This is a cartoon. It's Jesus is shuffling, it's crossing over the devil.
Picking a basket.
No, he was like crossing over the devil, he's going to go dunk on him. He's dunking on sin.
Don't.
Hey, Lord. He's dunking on sin. You know how they always say Jesus is my homeboy?
Yeah.
That's what the picture was. Jesus is my homeboy. It was like, what if Jesus really was a homeboy? He would dunk on the devil.
No.
You had to be on mushrooms the way we were on mushrooms to think it was as funny as we did.
You just keep making me change the illustration in my head.
Yeah. See, you have to do drugs to make some of the stuff I do is funny. But, yeah, mushrooms are great. I haven't done them in a long time. I did a full psilocybin trip over the summer. This is the first time I've ever done one. It is the most enlightening, best thing I've ever done for mental health in my life.
What'd you learn?
That I'm a psycho. I learned just like some shit like why I can't sleep without a TV on. I grew up in a house that was like a lot of domestic violence and like some scary shit. And I used to leave the TV on or like a radio or something. Mm-hmm. And it was where, like it was like to block out like the loudness of what was going on. And I still keep one on to this day when I'm sleeping. Mm-hmm. And I've never been able to sleep without noise in the background. And then when I like did the psilocybin trip, it like pretty much told me, it was like, I can have silence now. That what I was scared of was the silence. Because silence was scary for me growing up. Because if there was silence, then something was bad. But now, as an adult, silence isn't scary to me anymore. So I don't have to be scared of it.
Yeah.
So now, like, I don't have to have... Like, ever since then, I've been able to sleep without shit on. Mm-hmm. To where, like, for 37 years, I wasn't able to. I don't get anxiety like I used to. My anxiety's damn near gone. I shouldn't say it's not as bad. And even like last night, I don't have anger problems, but I have a quick temper. Especially like, I like cowboy shit, mobster shit. Like I started getting this with y'all yesterday and we kind of did a little bit with that show. But I'm real big on not waiting around till somebody else makes the move to do the right thing. If you see somebody doing something wrong, step in, take care of somebody. I got a 13-year-old daughter and I always say this, that I hope that if she's in a bad situation, I hope that there's somebody that would just, whether they know her or not, step in and protect her because it's the right thing to do, not wait on somebody else to do it. Yeah. And if I act that way, hopefully she'll have good karma and it'll happen to her. Mm-hmm. But ever since I did that psilocybin trip, my temper, I haven't been like quick to want to fight.
Yeah.
Like last night, there was a dude, and he was just sitting next to John Daly, and he was getting on John Daly's fucking nerves. Like he would not. He already said he didn't want the tequila that he brought him, and he would not stop. And I finally like tapped him on the shoulder. I was like, "Hey, dude, you got to go." Mm-hmm. He got attitude with me, and she got scared. I stood up, and I ain't no badass. I gotta tell you, like I hold my own, but I ain't no badass. I stood up and I said, "Sir, you got to go." And he started raising his voice, and I didn't change my tone. I didn't come over to the chair. I didn't do nothing. I was like, "Sir, you got to go." And he wanted me to come at him, and I just would not change my tone. He finally went out. He finally just wasn't getting a response he wanted from me, and he left. Old me, before 6 months ago, would have put his fucking head through that table. Mm-hmm. But I would have been like, one, I'm at my own event right now. The owner and the manager and everybody there loves me. And I'm not going to get in trouble. John Daly's going to think I'm the shit because I just tossed a dude for aggravating the shit out of him. Everything's a win for me. But it would have made me like a fucking asshole. And it was the wrong thing to do when you could have just solved it by being an adult.
Yeah, but you did. Yeah.
I still want to slap the shit out of him. Like, even me think about it now. I was like, you know what?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's understandable. It's a little slap. It's a little.
I would have hurt him. He's a little bitch.
Yeah.
He's a little bitch.
Obviously socially awkward.
Was he?
Well, I mean, he couldn't read the situation.
Well, by the way, for anybody wondering, I'm going to give you a little tip on something. If you're talking to someone at a bar, whether it is someone that is famous like John Daly or just, you know, someone that's like sitting in this room, that's an everyday, ordinary person. If they turn their head from you and they're listening to music and bobbing and just having fun, they're not acknowledging you anymore, that is a sign to walk the fuck away. Yeah. That is them being very nice and saying the conversation is over.
Yep.
Y'all got to get that horrible.
We
got to
what?
Y'all have to get dudes just do not know how to read the room and won't leave you alone.
There will be like a lot of like spacing out, you know, where you're just like.
There's certain good. There's certain good.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
The tools that we have to, you know, divert and get out of situations. But sometimes it doesn't work.
But well, you got mom. I bet mom's the best to be like, hey, go the fuck away.
No, they mess with her too. Don't be like, oh, there's mama.
Yeah. How bad is it with you like dancing at Nashville Palace? Oh, you got all these pricks that live up here too. These fake ass cowboys.
Oh yeah.
How quick can you? Okay, so I hate them.
Oh yeah.
I hate them. Mm-hmm. I ain't no cowboy. I might try to dress like one, but I am a country boy. Mm-hmm. I just like this stuff.
Yeah.
And I ain't working on no ranch. Mm-hmm. I ain't none of that shit. I ain't gonna try to pretend to be that way. Mm-hmm. But I'm more country than 90% of the motherfuckers up here. How can you tell them pretty quick? How,
oh yeah.
Can you?
Yeah.
I bet they try to just steal your little heart, though. You seem like the real deal. You seem like a real ass country deal.
So I ranched out in Missouri for a little bit and lived out of a camper, all that shit. Until you actually have like a real experience where you're out there, you're working 7 days a week. You don't get a day off. You know, cattle doesn't give you a day off. Horses don't give you a day off. You don't get a day off. You don't sleep. You don't eat. I mean, like there was a night that I don't think I slept a wink because we had a sick calf and I slept in the barn with it. Like you just that's how you live. And so then you come to a place like Nashville, especially one that's not just, you got your local fake asses, but then you also got your tourists too.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I can easily pinpoint a tourist from the people that live here still, but it's just like those guys that live here and want to play a part, you can tell right away because of the way that they perceive themselves to you versus the them that you see when they think nobody's looking.
Yeah.
Okay. And they'll go to a rodeo or something. They'll make sure they post a whole ass carousel of all this rodeo shit. But do you think they're doing that on the daily?
No.
They get excited. They're like, let me put a little pinpoint just to make people see me and be like, oh, he's Western as shit. They're not. And their attitudes, most of the time, they have mommy issues. It's a whole ass thing. And I'm so, I've seen it all. And it's not cute.
I called it. I called a dude out. It was probably August or July. We were writing a song at an Airbnb. And this dude came over. I can't remember which one of my friends invited him over. And he didn't know him long. And they should have known that me and this dude were not going to mesh. That was their fault.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm not going to blame them. They should have known. They should have known better. They're stupid.
Mm-hmm.
This dude comes in. He's dressed. I'm talking about, you would have thought this dude just got off of fucking Yellowstone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sits down. And we're starting to write stuff and everything. And the stuff that he's saying, just right off the bat, I'm like, first off, are you slow? Like, are you all there?
Mm-hmm.
Like this, you're not getting any of this right now. Like, are you okay?
Yeah.
Well, then, after it's all said and done, because the rock didn't go good, everybody's picking, playing music, just having fun.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my buddies plays I Believe by Ronnie Dunn.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you know that song or not. It's one of my favorite songs. It's a beautiful song.
Yes.
So that's not going to say that everyone in the world knows that song.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're a cowboy, if you're a country boy, that's a fucking pretty well-known song.
Yep.
Okay. That one, whatever. Mm-hmm. But then my buddy right after that plays Goodbye Time by Conway.
Yep.
Okay.
Conway Twitty.
Yeah, I love that fucking song. This one, top 10, or damn near close to it. Plays Goodbye Time. That one, I'm not forgiving. Like, that one's a fucking staple. If you, once again, if you're a country boy, country girl, and you are, and that's the kind of shit you say that you like. That's another thing, too. You don't have to know those songs.
Mm-hmm.
But if you say that you want to rock classic country because you grew up on it and you love it and that's the kind of shit you like,
you gotta know it.
Then you got to know it. That just makes sense, right?
Yeah.
When that dude, when my buddy got done playing, that fucking fake-ass cowboy looked at him and said, damn, dude, those are great. When are you going to cut them?
I actually remember when that happened.
And I looked at him and I said, what did you say? And I had just enough of the buzz. And one of my other friends, he made eye contact with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't drunk yet. And he's lucky. He's lucky I wasn't good and liquored up. Because I was, I'd have fucking tore him a new ass as big as Montana. I would have roasted the fuck out of him. I remember catching one of them looking at me in the corner of my eye, and they were like, oh, shit, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what did you say? And he said, man, when's your butt? When is he going to cut him?
Mm-hmm.
And I just got real quiet. I looked at my phone, and I said, Ronnie Dunn cut that, I think, in 2006, and Conway cut that, I think, in the 70s. And he's like, oh, I ain't never heard them. I said, I bet there's a fucking lot of country music you ain't heard.
And then
I asked him what he drove, and I can't remember what it was. And I don't know why, that I just automatically assumed that you're going to drive a truck if you're going to dress like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it ended up being a car.
Oh, yeah.
It ended up being a car.
Was it a luxury car?
That doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Got a little Ford Escape.
The only thing I've ever had was the vehicle I had before this truck, and it was a 4Runner. But I carry equipment. Everything else I've had is trucks, and that 4Runner drove me crazy.
I mean, it's still masculine.
Yeah, it's more. But, like, a car, and you want to sit there and, like, okay, once again, it's how you act. You can't act a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're going to act that way, it's the persona you're giving off.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, if you're going to give off that whole ass arrogant vibe,
that you better be able to hold.
Yeah, you better be the whole fucking thing. Or you're going to get called out on it. But I like calling people out.
I personally have more respect for city boys that come up to me and say, listen, I am a city boy, but I want to, you know, learn to do this.
Yeah.
Or I want to try this out. Or I want to go money. I want to, you know, do any of that stuff, because they are fully aware of the fact, hey, look, I grew up in the city. I ain't trying to play no part, but what y'all do looks fun. I just want to join.
That's cool.
That's cool.
I can respect that.
Respect. It's when they know they're full-blown city boys, but they come up to you and they're like, yeah, I've been doing this for, like, my whole entire life. And I'm like, where are you from? And they're like, L.A. Yeah. And I'm just like,
the fuck you have.
Okay.
The thing I think is the funniest, I think it's the cutest, is when any of my friends that are from, especially above Tennessee, and they come down to Georgia to ride or do one of our shows or whatever, and they never seen cotton.
Oh,
look, it blows my fucking mind.
I had a whole conversation with one of our friends about stopping his bus on the side of the road in Mississippi to pick cotton.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it is the funniest thing. I have had to walk on so much cotton in my life, packing it down in a trailer, that I fucking hate cotton. And so anytime somebody wants to fucking talk about stopping and picking some, I want to tell them to go to hell.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it's funny. I mean, it's cute, but some folks, I guess, if you just don't know that way of life exists, and then, like, you want to make not fun of it.
Yeah.
I don't really know the way to say it, but it's like, that's why I told you when you first got here, like, I come up here just to work, and then I'm ready to go home.
Yeah.
This is one of my longer trips. I've been here since Saturday. Tonight will be fun, and I'm kind of glad that it's doing something different on this night, because I am wore out on it.
Yeah,
I just it's so much. I don't want to fit in when I come up here, and I'm kind of glad that I don't feel like I do either.
Mm-hmm. The only good part about not being full time here is that you can kind of step back just enough, to not get mixed up in the wrong stuff.
Pause it real fast like this.
And also, too, like, each time you come, it's fun. You're not living in a place, like...
Y'all can tell the conversation about this.
Where you're, where you're having to work all the time. And, like, you know, like, I don't know. So I live in Alabama. I live on a lake. And it's, like, before living on the lake, we used to always, like, during the summer, look so much, like, so forward to it. Because, we get to go to the lake. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But then we live there. So you're living at vacation,
yeah.
Right?
It's not vacation anymore.
Would I change it? No. I love it. Absolutely love it. But like that like vacation or that, whatever that word is, you kind of like lose that.
Try to get a month's worth of work in 1 week. And so then you have that anticipation for the next month.
There you go. Yes. So it's like, I like coming and going.
I like coming and going too.
So many times I've thought about moving here, and I'm like, but I don't want to lose that excitement when I'm here in Nashville.
Pause it now. Okay. Now that we're done telling stories I can't tell on here, I'm such a bad person.
Talking about gnomes. Nothing.
You don't say. I could have told the gnome story on here. Okay, so the other day on Broadway, that was not bad. That was not going to get anybody canceled.
That was my story.
First off, I never pick on homeless people. I think it's disgusting. You don't know how they got there. I don't know why they're there.
What?
You never pick on homeless people. You're not supposed to.
Yeah, but you said you didn't know why they were there.
You don't know why they're there, so you don't pick on them.
You don't know how they got in that situation. That's why, like, you're not supposed to mess with them or aggravate them or let anybody mess with them.
Right.
But in this instance, I didn't mess with them or aggravate them. I was just pointing out something. You know where the air vents are? The heat that comes up from the things? There was one. He had his legs crossed Indian style, sitting up straight. He had like a windbreaker jacket on. You couldn't see his legs, like Lieutenant Dan. And it was just where the wind was coming up. It was making the jacket like blow up a little bit. Puffy. And he had a red beanie on and a white beard, and it looked like a garden gnome. And all I was trying to point out to you the other day, Leah.
The way you go, look at the gnome.
It was a fucking
full-size life
In full disclosure, I had ate a lot of edibles before that. And I think when I said that to you, I wanted to make sure someone else saw it.
Right, so you weren't going crazy. Yeah.
I had no idea what he was talking about.
Well, when we went to that Salute for Soldiers thing the other day, on Sunday, I never told you this, but like, I think I hit my pen a little bit too hard a couple times because I was seeing shit out the corner of my eye. And the garden gnome thing wasn't shortly after that. So I really was concerned that some of these new drugs that they had sent me was a little bit stronger than the packaging had suggested.
Get a plug.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Beeswax. If you guys can go check them out.
I really wanted to see the gnome, though, and I didn't see it at first. And I kept looking, and I didn't want to see
Well, you
it
had to look down.
I didn't understand.
She's looking every which way but down.
I didn't want Josh to be upset, so I just said, yeah, I saw it. And
But you didn't actually see it.
To this day, she has no idea if it was real or not.
Yeah, see, exactly what you're talking about.
Y'all are gonna make me fucking walk around Broadway all night and just hope that this poor man who was cold the other night is cold tonight. Like, I'm gonna have to hope some dude is freezing his balls off tonight just so I can prove there's a gnome-like man out there.
The news is in. There are gnomes on Broadway.
He did not let it go. He knew I was lying. When we came back, where we were coming from, he goes, check off the gnome.
Oh, yeah.
Even as we walked past,
so he was still there?
Yeah. But he did have his head down the first time I looked at him, which is why I didn't recognize him at first. Because without his little hat, he wasn't so gnomey looking.
The hat made it.
It really topped it.
The hat made it. Like, that is what did it.
I know. It was literally at a point. Yeah, it was the garden gnome like hat. That's why I fucked with me better, so bad. Like, have you ever seen the Travelocity gnome?
Yes.
Yeah. You've never seen the Travelocity gnome.
No. That's crazy.
Which one is that?
Hold up.
He's a very famous gnome. Probably the most famous of all the gnomes.
He gets all the ladies.
You think he's the most famous? What about? Oh, those aren't gnomes.
Name another gnome.
I was thinking of the Felger, the cookies.
The cookies.
Holger, oh, I know what you're talking about. No, yeah, are they Nestle? Okay.
I think those are elves.
Yeah, those are elves.
I'm pretty close sure enough. There's going to be a little.
They both have kind of like pointed hats, but yeah. I think that's an elf.
Yeah, I think you're going to piss away off of that. That little community is not happy when you mix their names up. Everything goes over their head.
So sorry. I apologize.
You know, I've always wanted to have one of them as a friend.
Yeah.
I really have. Yeah. I think I would be the best friend to a little person.
Yeah.
Probably so abuse like the shit out of that. I would. I want a little friend.
You can go find one.
What friend?
I have one.
Do you? Mm-hmm. Can I take it?
I also have one.
He's actually a really cool dude.
I bet they are.
Mm-hmm. What are y'all talking about?
He's
I want a little really friend.
He's a little person.
Oh.
Little people.
Oh.
Yeah. You want one too, don't you?
No. I mean, yeah, sure. That would be fun. I forgot her name. Not like that. I forget her name. She's like really big on social media and
that's so proud.
Oh, there's one that's been a Nashville Palace dancing.
She's my friend.
Oh, yeah. Really? Yeah,
I love her.
She's adorable.
I love her.
Yeah, she's precious.
She is the sweetest.
I got community guidelines violation on TikTok about a video I made about her.
Really?
I did. I thought it was adorable.
I think she's precious.
She's
her.
Adorable. I love her so much.
She looks like she's just having so much fun.
And she's still a baddie, though. That's the thing. Like, if you know her, she's a fucking baddie. I love her.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
I probably would. It's on my bucket list anyway.
Well, damn, she comes to Nashville Palace a lot, so I'll have to let her know.
I made a video in TikTok, gave me community guidelines violations like within 10 minutes of it. It was her dancing, and don't tell her I said this, because I don't know whether she'd be offended or not, but I thought it was cute.
Nobody went
and got a Lego set, and I took the little girl out of the Lego set, and I picked up, like I clipped it out to where when she was dancing, I picked her up from dancing. And I just put her in my back pocket, and I said, "You're going home with me."
Oh my word!
That's what got you in trouble.
You got banned for that?
I got in the video, took down, and said community guidelines. It was hate speech.
But over
I'm still banned on Instagram for hate speech.
Yeah. I've been banned so many times on TikTok, and I still keep coming back.
Lives can be in trouble. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what I did wrong.
Oh, I know what I did wrong. I talked.
I'm fully aware of what I did wrong.
I had a little too much fun in the comments. Like that.
The first time that I got banned, I think it was from using the European word for cigarettes online. And it wasn't me. It was somebody that was sitting with me, and she is actually English.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
You can't say cigarette?
You fucking beautiful woman. God, I'm so glad you're pretty.
What? There's certain words you can't say on there.
They're the word for a cigarette, a single cigarette, in over there is F-A-G.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
that.
Oh, I can't even say it.
No,
you can't. That's why I spilled it. I mean, you can on my show. I've said it on this show several times. But it's the context.
No, leave that off.
But it's the context of how you say it. Oh. I say.
She went outside to smoke
a cigarette.
Yeah.
Oh.
And not American.
Yeah, a cigarette.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's what it was.
Yeah. I'm going to get so banned on everything one day. But as long as the show has still got listeners, I don't care. Because I can't get in trouble for this.
Mm-hmm.
But also, too, like, I know we said something about Billy, Ginger Billy, earlier. Mm-hmm. After we got done doing the show with him, he told me something, and I started doing this shortly thereafter with TikTok, Instagram, whatever it is. Like, I have freedom of speech on here. Like, I can do whatever I want because I have full creative control and all that kind of stuff. On those other platforms, you got to know that you don't.
Yeah.
Like, and when you get it through your head that you don't, you got to play by their rules. You're using their apps.
Mm-hmm.
The only, like, you can't get upset.
Yeah.
I used to get pissed when they pull my videos down.
Yep.
And I used to be like, why the fuck are they doing this? But I'm the one not playing by the rules of that. And when you start to realize that, you're like, all right, even though I don't necessarily like it, I can't get mad if I know that this is in place here.
Yeah.
And I'm the one trying to break the rules.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. I was frustrated because it didn't explain to me what I had done wrong.
They're not very great at explaining.
No.
Sometimes.
And then I Googled like what that meant in TikTok world, and it wasn't very...
Yeah.
So I had to guess. But
some doors open.
YouTube, we got in trouble. Oh, because my podcast is Our Unapologetic Error. We wanted it to be that.
You have to shorten that. I've been meaning.
That's such a mouthful, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you can't, like, it doesn't, the
it doesn't flow.
Mm-hmm. But
I meant to tell you that
it
yesterday.
Is what's happening there. Anyway.
You could just call it unapologetic. Just
we couldn't because it was somebody else talking.
You can call it Shinpara. You know what I want you to do? I want you to start a podcast.
And
I just want you to just fuck 10 minutes a day.
Yeah.
Just talk.
Just talk. Just talk to yourself.
Just talk to myself.
Talk to yourself.
You don't think she does?
I know she does. I just want to hear those conversations.
Yeah, I have a lot of conversations.
I want you to catch a good buzz or something and just go on a tirade.
That happens all the time.
You know what would be funnier?
Oh, my gosh.
I want to start something with you. And I don't know why. I've never thought about this. This mom, we're going to be rich. I'm going to be rich. Y'all already doing good. I'm going to not be poor. I'm going to use the shit out of you. We're going to play a game from now on. I'm going to start asking you super hard questions in a room, just me and you. And I'm going to see what you think the answer is to them. Or how you explain something. I would be like, Alyssa, how do you think we solve global warming? Go.
Yes!
And that'll be the response you get 90% of the time.
I don't like being put under, like, you know, I turn red and stuff.
Well, that is funny.
I know, it's funny.
This is what this is about.
So, like, we can start now. Like, do you actually, okay,
and go.
Okay.
Do you believe that, like, they're in control of, like, you know,
she's trying to stop you.
No.
No?
Do I think that they can control some climate stuff? Mm-hmm. Probably, because it seemed feasible, but I don't think they can do
like hurricanes.
I don't think it's that big. I don't think it is.
Yeah, I don't think they figured out how to make it rain.
There's aliens.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
That visit us.
I think they think we're stupid as hell. I think there are aliens, and I think that they look at us, and they're like, oh, my God, these goddamn idiots.
Like, we look at
Mom has seen so many damn things in the sky that I miss. And she's like, oh, I swear, I just saw a red light.
I think aliens, though, aren't what we think they are. Mm-hmm. I think aliens are just us. But they're from a different, not necessarily like time, not time travel, but like, okay.
Us listen. From the future.
Okay.
Good, we're not threatening.
Okay, so think of this. This planet's been around for millions of years, right? Okay, we didn't just evolve and get all this nice shit in the past 100 years. Okay, we didn't just do it. So like, there's lost civilizations and shit, right? I think aliens are the civilizations from before that survived. And if they
that's too far.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Because how come if there's a millions and millions of years that the planet's been around, how come we've only advanced in technology the past 100?
As drastically as we have.
Yes. So it's not. So aliens to me would be like if you had nuclear war or whatever, or there was a cataclysm, whatever, just big fucking world war. Not a million years ago, but 10,000 years ago, the people that survived, what would they want to do to prevent that from happening again? Wouldn't they seclude themselves? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't they want to stay away from people? Wouldn't they want to be survivors?
Yeah, but that's what the aliens do. They come down and they're
like, hold on, Dick, let me get to it. They would want to seclude themselves. They'd want to stay away so it never happened to them again if they survived. So I think what aliens are the survivors of other civilizations just not getting back close.
Okay, I have a question. So does that mean there are not little beings that live on other planets?
I think there's life out there. But I think what we see is just like an extension of our civilization.
Wouldn't that be more spiritual?
What?
You're thinking, to me, it kind of feels and seems like a different realm, like a spiritual realm. Because it's past. Well, no, it's not. They're
not past. Yeah. No, I think what we see, like I said, I just think it's just us. Or it's fucking they figured out time travel or something in the future and they're coming back to check on us or some shit.
I know what you mean now by saying you just think it's us, but that's really confusing.
Not really. There's a lot of people. So I'm getting, this is going to be a lot of big words. So y'all hold on tight.
My brain stopped it. It's us. So I blacked out.
There's this thing called the Younger Dryas Theory. Okay? You can look it up. I'm actually kind of smart. I know I don't be letting y'all think that shit. Younger Dryas Theory. So about every 12,000 years, they think that the Earth goes through a cataclysmic event.
Just like we shed our cells.
Like the Earth gets fucking bombarded by asteroids or something. Like every
fucking... How come we don't have any sort of documentation?
They do. You have it everywhere. Like, the dinosaurs fucking getting wiped out. The ice ages. Fucking our landscape. Grand King, like, everything. Like, there's all these things that show that there were civilizations before.
Okay.
Even the pyramids now, they're thinking that... Huh? Yeah. Like, there's all kind of civilizations that they can't explain where the fuck they went to. Like, there's cataclysmic events. So, but... If everybody was wiped out under these cataclysmic events, then how are there still life?
Well, because that was only one
point. There had to be survivors, right?
I don't think at any point the entire Earth could have been.
Yeah, but that's what a cataclysmic event is. How come there's no dinosaurs?
But alligators are a descendant of
dinosaurs. Okay, so just like that, there had to be descendants of the other. So that's what I think they progressed, and they're, I don't know. This is a lot for this room.
Yeah.
This is a lot for this room.
I dropped out of college. I dropped out. So I don't.
25 years ago.
Yeah, and I'm like. I'm lost.
Go on.
No, I'm following what you're saying.
Yeah.
I just don't understand how you're considering it an alien. I get what you're saying.
I'm saying what we consider an alien. Okay.
They're human beings, the OGs, but we're humans.
It's the same thing.
Oh.
Well, yeah. Well,
it's us evolved further
Yes. Right, we're 2.0.
Yeah.
Okay, now.
Yeah, it's not. You're thinking that I'm fucking saying that it's a fucking little bean. Yeah, I'm saying. Nothing. That's a lot of theories from a lot of like some big ass scientists.
You know what this conversation reminds me of? What was that? What was that Young Gravy song?
She's about to scare me though.
What was that Young Gravy song? Pillow Talking or something?
I know it wasn't Young Gravy.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, there's a when I was in high school and I tried to like be like everybody else and like what everybody else liked. They brought up this music video and it was, I think it was a Young Gravy song. God forbid me if it's not. And the music video was After Sexy of Pillow Talk, right? Yeah. And he was just bringing up all of this stuff, and the whole entire music video was just like this cartoon of like
Dicky.
Is that Lil Dicky?
It's Lil Dicky.
So sorry. I apologize. I don't listen to that shit. I just don't listen to it. But you know what I'm talking about. That is exactly what I'm feeling with this conversation right now. Is it's taking me right back to that music video, and I'm just sitting here like playing it in my head at the moment as cartoon characters and shit, and I'm just like, this is it. This is exactly what it was. Yeah, right there with the gnomes.
that's like, and I'll kind of end it all this, and then we'll change it and probably wrap it up. But that's like even the stuff with Antarctica, like
melting.
No, like you know that like. Our governments won't let us touch Antarctica, right?
Yeah. Don't they have the big walls and everything out there?
They won't let you. You can't visit Antarctica.
We can't go to Antarctica?
No, there's parts.
Why?
Because
there's the North. They do have like a cute little North Pole out there, don't they?
There are parts you can visit.
The edge. Antarctica, you cannot. There's a huge chunk of Antarctica you cannot go to.
Okay, you just said it. There is a huge chunk of Antarctica.
The majority of Antarctica.
There's a tiny, tiny little square footage that we can.
Yeah.
Where the little North Pole thing is.
There's a lot of people to think that that's where the civilizations that survived ended up. And if that's the case, I'm telling you.
I know. That's what
they think. And it's kind of weird if that was, there's still something there.
Yeah, they're protecting something for sure.
There's still something there. The fact that they won't let anybody go there still to this day, like, it is not where, like, you can't.
It's very protected.
Not even, like, billionaires and shit. Like, if a dude wants to fly his fucking own helicopter and shit out there on his own dime or whatever.
If he wanted to go out there.
Yeah, like, governments and shit, they'll shoot your shit down. Like, you can't go. There's something out there.
It would be interesting to find out, is it the whole world unified that's protecting this?
Yeah, like it's every big government. It's one of the few things they're in agreement on that you can't go.
I'm going to need to get this checked for reference. You can look it up.
I didn't know that.
But if that is the case,
Well, there's also, too, if you watch Netflix right now, there's a guy there named Graham Hancock. He's done it 2 seasons now. It's called, it's Ancient Civilization or something, whatever. He has been discredited by every single like archaeologist or whatever, right? Like discredited. He's got this theory that about when civilizations, these lost civilizations or whatever, right? And Elon Musk, all these other people that are geniuses or whatever, support this dude, give him money. Like Netflix put these documentaries out. So the old wave of people like that are paid by the government, all this stuff. They don't want this guy talking.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all out to discredit this dude to where this one guy, Graham Hancock, and all his theories, they're trying to push down and throw away to where Elon Musk and everybody else is like, y'all have to hear this dude out. What we've been told forever is wrong. So like even Elon Musk just publicly came out not too long ago and said like, quit worrying about global warming. Global warming's fine. We don't give a shit about global warming. It's global freezing you have to fucking care about. Like, we'll be fine if it gets hot. It's when we go through an ice age that killed the dinosaurs or whatever. That's when you have to worry. Like, all the shit that we get fed is bullshit.
It's all distraction. Which makes me think that this new, since they just came out and said, what was the new thing that was released about aliens? Our government supposedly released some sort of information or whatever.
They pretty much said, yeah, they're here. That's when that Newsweek article got released. So they couldn't hide it anymore.
talk about needing a distraction. I mean, how many decades have they been trying to cover this up, and now all of a sudden
it's
election year, they're going to
talk about, like, oh my God, aliens. No.
Well, no, it's somebody said it a long time ago, and I 100% agree with this. We as a whole are not smart enough, and we are not adult enough that if an alien showed up tomorrow, that we would know how to fucking act.
Oh yeah, you're absolutely right.
Because
kill each other.
Well, one thing is religion. Mm-hmm. There's not enough people that would not get the concept that just because there's an alien, it does not discredit religion. It does not at all. Is science. There's so many people that says you have to pick between science and God,
yeah.
And that is not it at all. Science and God go together.
Yeah,
well, it does not.
He created us and we are science.
He is the reason there's science.
But you have so many people that would just be like, that would discredit everything about it, and they think that would fall. So you have to do a slow reveal, is what I'm saying. So that's why they started Space Force. And then that's why they started, that's why they finally put the documents out, the official court documents, or not court documents, the CIA documents, and all that kind of stuff, and leaked it through Newsweek.
Was it supposed to be a soft landing?
No, it's like a slow roll.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, they're trying to, like, drop us down.
Yeah, it's a soft launch. That's what it is. Like, they're admitting that it's there.
What if the aliens that came here told us that the Big Bang Theory was false? How would that be handled?
That's stupid.
No, it's not.
You're going way down the rabbit hole.
No, I'm not.
Well,
we were talking about religion, so I'm just going the other direction.
Well, I don't. Like I said, I don't know how to answer that one, just for the simple fact that I don't think that is gonna discredit it. Because, like I said, I'm a Christian. I believe in God, Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, and I'm always gonna believe that He created this. So if he created all of it, he created them too.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I don't think they would come down and say, hey, the Big Bang Theory is real. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's to where anybody else is going to be like, oh,
what if
shit.
They were created before us, though? In my mind, I'm thinking aliens have been around longer than the Earth.
Oh, God, I'm going to fucking super educate you on something. Albert Einstein, you know that was? He said, time is not linear.
Uh-huh.
So we think as time as it's linear, so it's like one line, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You go backwards or forwards.
Yeah, okay. I don't think, aliens or whatever you're saying, like they came before us, I don't know if they would or not. They might have just came from a distant
we
place.
We might have all existed at the same
time. Yeah, all existed at the same place at a different time.
So when he said, let there be light, it happened in...
It happened everywhere at the same time.
Man, that would be exhausting.
Not really. It's God. He can do anything.
God has a plan.
Human level, that would be exhausting.
Yeah, well, that's why you're not. That's why we're not God. Anyway, let's go watch Nickelback. Thank y'all for doing the show. Let's go get ready. I didn't realize it was already 5:30. Okay, thank y'all for doing the show. It's a pleasure to meet you. You like tequila?
I don't like it. I will sip it down like a pro, but I don't like it, and I don't like what it does to me later.
We'll work on that. That's how you're feeling a little bit.
I love you.
I love you
more.
So much. So much. You simple human being. You want to play Are You Smarter Than a Third Grade Letter?
Yeah, sure.
Let's do it.
Because I don't want to be called out, you know, if I'm not.
You're so smart, though. I know you're smart. I just like giving you shit. Yeah, I love you, too. Thanks. We're going to work on your stuff, too, like a podcast name and all that.
Okay.
Thanks for hanging out all week with everything.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
All right, Neil. Thank you for running cameras. We don't give you a mic because, we don't give you a mic.
She's an RN.
She would fucking be over here correcting everything that I said. So we don't put a mic close to her face. And Mom, thank you for coming. I know you don't have one either, but I love you. Thank you so much. All right, Nashville, we're out for this week. We'll be back the week of December the 11th. And by the way, it'll be the first time that I announce it. Nashville Palace just contracted me for their New Year's Eve show. I'll be hosting it. We're going to take some social media. I hate fucking the word influencer. What do I usually say besides that? Personalities. Social media personalities with me for New Year's at Nashville Palace. We are going to have a hell of a time. It'll be the first time I ever hosted it. Last year they had Dimps. They recently had Ward Davis. I'm Ward Guthrie, I mean. It's going to be a hell of a time, and that's going to be great. But also, our next Raising Grace round will be here in Nashville December the 11th. That's going to be a huge week for us. So we'll see you then. Make sure you go download and subscribe every episode. Go follow all these girls and everybody we've had on the show all week on Instagram and TikTok and Facebook and all that good shit. And please go listen to all their catalog and be a fan, a supporter, and family to them. Love you guys. We will see you later. I'm done.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.